The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate Father's Day, and it is important to take note of how important fathers are in the family, of making sure that children grow up in a way that is pleasing to the Lord, a way that they are taught in the ways of God. And then also all the other things that fathers do as far as helping to provide for the family and taking care and providing just what the family needs and being there for the children and spending that time with them. But today is also a day of another celebration, and that is the day of Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity Sunday comes around once a year, just like most holidays do. And it's on this day that we remember the doctrine of the Trinity, which says that there is one God, but three persons. God is worshipped as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but yet there is only one person. And we think, how can this be? How can there be Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but yet only one God? It's been confusing. It's been debated throughout the centuries from the very beginning of the Christian church of this whole idea of the Trinity. And I guess to simplify it a little bit, and you've probably heard these examples before, you can think of water. We know water most of the time as a liquid. We saw that liquid falling from the sky yesterday, if you lived here in town or close by, of all the water rushing down the creeks and through the ditches and maybe standing in your yards. Water, it's a liquid. And that's how we see it. Water's essential for us. We have to drink it. We have to have it in our bodies. And it's usually in the form of liquid in that way. But then water can also be a solid. If it gets below 32 degrees, it freezes. And it is solid. It's hard. And it's cold. It has different properties than the running water that'll run down a hill. And again, too, that has different uses to it, too. We use it to keep our things cold, or if you've ever been out skiing or been out on the plane in the snow and different things like that. So it has different properties. It looks different than that flowing water. But then water can also be a vapor. Water that's in the air. You can feel the humidity this morning. You can feel that moisture. You can feel that water in the air. And then you can also see it when it gets steamy. You can see that water going up. But it's all the same thing. It can be ice. It can be liquid. It can be a vapor. But it's yet the same thing. It's still water, made of the same substance. Or another example probably that you've heard is one man can be a father, can be a son, can be a grandpa, can be an uncle, can be a cousin, can be an enemy, can be a friend, can be an employer, can be an employee, all at the same time. And each of those things, there is a different relationship, a different way that in those relationships, the other person sees that one man in a different way. A different way of looking at things. And that's what we see in this doctrine of the Trinity. One God, but yet Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Like I mentioned, it was debated throughout the centuries. And You know, even for us, we can see these different natures or how we talk about God. We talk about God the Father, who has created and who has given life and who is from eternity, who provides for us daily. We think about God the Son, who came to this earth, who became human and became among us to know us and live among us, and then died and rose for our salvation. And then we think about the Spirit. We see God as Spirit then too, who emanates from the Father and the Son. And we feel the Spirit within us, calling us, leading us, guiding us into the work of God. What we normally use to help describe what the Holy Trinity is our creeds. And we do have three creeds that we recognize within the church. The first creed that was made was the Apostles' Creed. And this one just kind of grew organically. In the very early church, the very earliest points of the church, most of those who were being baptized were adults. And for adult baptism, the teaching comes first. And so they were taught about Jesus and about Scripture and about who God was. And so when it came time for the baptism then, the candidates were asked, "Do you believe in God the Father?" And they said, "Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth." And then they were asked, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" "Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord." And then they were asked, "Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?" "Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church." And the creed grew out of those questions for baptism. And then as the Christian church began to grow, in the year 325, there were a lot of controversies that were going around, a lot of different teachings. Again, by this point, Christianity had spread throughout much of the known world, throughout Asia Minor, throughout Northern Africa, and then into Europe. And in all those different places, there were different cultures, there were different influences, and then there were different ideas about Christianity. And so with these different ideas, with the controversies that those different ideas stirred up, with the heresies the different ideas stirred up, they wanted to define what does it mean to be a Christian? What does this Christian church teach? And so all the church leaders got together and they met for a council at Nicaea. And then it was out of those debates, out of discussions of that council that we get our Nicene Creed. But yet we still have one more creed, and that's called the Athanasian Creed. That one was about the same time period that the Nicene Creed was formed, but this one was more in the Western world, so more Europe-based, I guess, and it's attributed to a man or a theologian by the name of Athanasius. More than likely, he did not write it. He may have had a hand in it, but he did not write it, but it's attributed to him. And that's the creed we will be saying this morning. And I know each year, this is the only Sunday, Holy Trinity Sunday, that we read that one, and as you look at it then, you'll know why we read it only once. But it is very helpful for us because it does spell out that doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Actually, it's in two parts. The first part is the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. The second part is the doctrine of the two natures of Christ being both human and divine. And so we worship God in Trinity. We worship God in unity, but we also worship God in three persons, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We see that different dynamic in work in us, in our faith. We do remember God, who is almighty, all-powerful. We remember that Father who has created us, who sustains us, who continues to watch over us. We remember that Son who has brought our salvation to us and given us the promise of eternal life. We remember that Spirit which calls us, gathers us, enlightens us, and pulls us all together into this one Christian faith. We remember the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.